Good evening, I'm Ricky Bevington. This week for Atlanta Considered, we consider Atlanta's geek culture and why it matters. It matters because Atlanta is home to The Walking Dead, The Vampire Diaries, Dragon Con, 75 video game companies, and much more. When you add it all up, the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce says the economic impact of geeks on the city is well into the hundreds of millions of dollars. It has such a presence here that the Chamber is featuring the city's geek assets at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. She is speaking on a South by Southwest panel called The Rise of Digital Comic Book Geek Culture. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with some definitions. How do you define geek as opposed to, say, nerd?
I define geek as being really passionate about something, regardless of what it is, if it's cooking or a television show or the arts or whatever it may be, that just something that you're passionate about, versus a nerd, which is more book smart to me. And not to say you can't nerd out over something, too. I see tons of people that know so much about, you know, Doctor Who or Star Trek or whatever it may be, and they nerd out over it in addition to geeking out over it.
They're sort of used interchangeably.
Definitely.
So how do you characterize Atlanta's geek culture?
Atlanta's got something really special going on. We have 5 sci-fi conventions throughout the year, the biggest, of course, being Dragon Con, which has just grown so massively, even in the 6 years that I've been going to it now. It's just a place that people can come and they can feel comfortable and, you know, about what they're passionate about and kind of escape from, you know, the daily routine and meet people that share their same passions. And that goes even beyond the conventions. You know, we have great geek spots throughout the city like Joystick Game Bar, where you can go and you can play games and you can just kind of geek out with other people who share your passions.
It really is about community, and that's something you're building on your website.
Exactly.
So why is this geek culture growing in Atlanta?
I think Atlanta as a whole is still becoming what it's ultimately going to become. What's kind of really interesting to me about the city in comparison to, you know, New York or LA, they've already established themselves. They are already what they're going to be. And Atlanta is still figuring it out, which is really exciting. And I think with all of the really popular television shows and movies that we have filming here that's kind of in that genre space, it's just bringing so much of that community to Atlanta because they want to go and see the sites that, you know, are used for filming, or they want to, you know, kind of go to these nerdy spots and meet others that are like them and these conventions. Dragon Con's something so special. It's like a giant Halloween party over Labor Day weekend, and it's just a really great chance for people to, I mean, again, it's all about community, come together and meet each other and have a memorable weekend.
So when you're in Austin, what is your argument for why people should consider Atlanta? Why geek-minded people should consider Atlanta?
There's just so many awesome things to do here in that space. I would say that it's continually growing. You know, there was even a bar that opened up just last year called My Parents' Basement, which is a comic book themed bar. But there's still so many places like this popping up. As a whole, we have the highest ratio of video game stores and bookstores and everything that like nerds love. We have the highest concentration of it to our population. So it's just there's so many wonderful options here for what you love.
Emma Loggins, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Emma Loggins is founder of Fanbolt.com, based here in Atlanta. Tell us your favorite aspect of Atlanta's geek culture. Find GPB News on Facebook and Twitter, or you can tweet me directly. For Atlanta Considered, I'm Ricky Bevington.